very end of the program, you heard a letter that Robert Burns wrote under the name, using one of the classical names. Now we want to share with you another letter. This one has come down through the family of a person who's a very dear friend of ours, Joan Martin. It's from Patrick Murphy, who was a circuit riding preacher in Illinois. And his letter is addressed to Louisa Ensel in West Virginia.
Morgan County, Illinois, October 15th, 1850. My dear Louisa, your favor of the 25th of September came safely to hand a few days ago. I was very glad indeed to hear from you. As I am deprived of the privilege of seeing you and coming face to face, it gave me great pleasure to read your words and see you in my imagination. I still look back with joy at those hallowed days when we were together. I know also that our personal acquaintance is short, but my dear, I presume that I knew you well. I knew of your character and reputation as well as most young men do of their lady when they are married. When I first saw you, I was pleased with your appearance, and when permitted to enjoy your company, was pleased with that. I admired your modesty and disposition, and found your nature to be congenial with mine, so I naturally loved you more as I became better acquainted with you. I esteem you as my dearest friend, and do not hesitate to tell you all. I have thought candidly and honestly with reference to the connection that exists between us, and from all the data and premise before me, have come to a firm determination with reference to my course toward you. My dear, the subject of matrimony is a solemn subject, one that should be written or talked of candidly and honestly, and for life. And with all these things before me, my dear Louisa, let me say that I love you more than all other ladies beside you, and that you are emphatically my choice for a partner. You know me, you know what I am. Can you reciprocate the love I have for you? Are you willing to take me for your companion and share with me the joys and sorrows of this life? Oh, my dear Louisa, remember that much depends upon the decision of this question, and if I am to be blessed, let me know it without delay. And if my despair, destiny is despair, withhold it not from me, but for heaven's sake, be propitious. If you cannot respond immediately to the question above, give me your mind in full, with reference to the course that you think we should pursue. I want to do what is right and for the best. I remain, as ever, your most affectionate friend and lover, Patrick W. Murphy.
Joan Markert assures us that Patrick Murphy did indeed receive the propitious reply that he longed for, and he did indeed marry the lady of the letter. They became Joan's great-grandparents.